Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange. Welcome to the next generation of hacking information exchange.
My butt has a crack in it.
I'm proud to offer this plan at prices lower than most other plans.
Beavis, shut up.
Okay, you're ready now.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get it on. Yeah.
Tell us your name and your telephone number. Let's spell your name. Name, telephone number. Okay, go.
My name is Beavis. This is hard. You suck.
You know, it's very rare that I actually make calls out. It doesn't really do much for me. I prefer to let them call me. But in a few circumstances, when I see the need, I'll make a few calls. Like these. Not in much hurry to answer. Damn, they don't take this very seriously.
Hi, you've reached the Motion Picture Association Anti-Piracy Department. Please leave your name and number, including area code, and we'll return your call as soon as possible. If you need immediate assistance, please dial 0 for the operator and ask for someone in the Anti-Piracy Department. Thank you and have a good day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Arr, matey. I be calling to tell you that I'm not appreciative of your anti-piracy commercials. Pirates have been coming to this country along with everyone else trying to escape persecution, and you are mounting a campaign against us. I, for one, shall have none of it. Good day.
I was just calling to offer a suggestion, because I'm very much against piracy. I was just thinking that might be a possibility that at any time anybody purchases a DVD or something like that, that what you could do is send, like, an armed guard or something along with them to follow them home and make sure that they only watch it a limited number of times, and when it expires, they just take control of it back and return it, and then you can sell it again for the same amount of money and basically double, triple, even quadruple your profits. And from the understanding of your website, it appears that, you know, so many people go into making movies and piracy is putting them out of work. I'm sure a lot of the stunt people and set workers and stuff like that could use that extra employment and extra money. So that might be something you want to look into. I just thought I'd call and give that suggestion. Thank you very much for your time, and keep up the wonderful, wonderful work.
Yes, hello. I'm sorry I've never called before. Frankly, I've never really had a reason. But, I felt the need to call because today I was out on my million-dollar yacht, and I was just sailing through the ocean minding my own business, when I found myself surrounded by this giant ship with cannons coming out of the side of it and big sails and these skulls and crossbones, and it was quite frightening, frankly, and I didn't know what to do, so I turned over all the DVDs that I had in movies and handed them to them. Please make it stop! Make it go away!
Don't give me attitude, sir.
Yo, man, you better back off. I'm getting a little pissed here.
Get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Motherfucker. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit.
Please, continue.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This is some fucked up repugnant shit. Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, who would win in a fight? Pirates or ninjas? Yeah, like two orders of fish and chips, family size, and two large Cokes. Thank you. Yeah, I'm a little confused. I'm not really sure what you guys can do about this, but I just found out that my privacy, I'm concerned, may have been violated. I've noticed that these people have been hacking into my computer and getting my personal information, and I believe there are people listening in on my phone calls, and I find charges to my credit card made from other people. And I think evil hackers have just taken over my identity and just taken away my privacy. Now, I have a right to privacy, so I called this Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the piracy hotline. Oh, you guys just suck. Never mind.
Good morning. How are you? I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately. I'm a police officer.
Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Trust me.
Just do what I tell you.
My mission is to protect you. One of us is in deep trouble. First, I would like to just get to know you. Come on, don't bullshit me. You son of a bitch. You lack discipline. You idiot. Stop whining. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Yes, I am a consumer who owns approximately 300 or more DVDs that I have purchased legally from the stores, and I also just happen to be a fan of Hong Kong cinema and foreign cinema, Japanese anime, and films from other countries, and I was just wondering what my legal rights were as far as being able to play them here in the United States, because you guys have put in all this fucked up region shit where I have to buy a player from some other region just to watch their movies because of your fucking piracy overkill bullshit. So I was just wondering, is there anybody that protects the consumers, people like me, who have a valid reason for wanting to find or buy or purchase or get copies of movies to watch here in the United States Region 1 because you have been raping the consumers for years? So I was wondering if maybe there was another line or someone you could have me talk to, transfer me or something like that, so that I could do something about that. I would appreciate it if somebody could possibly get their head out of their asshole and maybe change their minds and rethink your whole structure instead of wasting millions of dollars to put up an 800 number so that you can take piracy complaints as though you're losing money in your multi-bazillion dollar industry. Don't you realize that you're the biggest fucking pirates on the face of the planet Earth and you've been raping us for years and now you dare to call us pirates and make a hotline for it? Fuck you and the pirate ship you floated in on. And that about wraps it up for our first ever Binary Revolution telephonic crap-tacular.